Let us start again the Tosfos. So on Tosfos, Mechem Shepina Mimenu Mayim, Lo Yitain Lesoichai Mayim Kol Iker, Mineshem Etzarev, Verab Yehudi. So this was a memre of Abaye, that Abaye said, if they took out, a Mechem is a chaynik that was cooking Al Ha'ech, and they took out the water, and it's still hot. The chaynik is hot. Now you're pouring in cold water. The purpose of pouring in cold water is because you want to warm up the water. So als bishul, there's no shaila whatsoever because it won't get cooked. Now, there's a diik from the Mishnah, according to Abaye, mechem shepinim emenu mayim lo yiten lesoichoi mayim kol ikel. Why? Bidnei shem etzarev. The action of putting cold water into this mechem, this is mechazek the mechem. That means before it was very hot, and now the contrast of cold water into a hot metal keli is mechazek the keli, and so there's a melacha of mitzarev. He's not mechaven for this. So the Gemara says that it goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. Avol Rab Shimon, sorry. According to Rab Shimon, it will be mutter. Aval pisha mitzaret, even though he is mitzaret, given the einay mevashel, since it is not cooking, kigoin sheyesh bo imayim harbe, there's a lot of water in the mechem, so there's no shayla of vishel, shein ha-mechem maspik levashel roiv ha-mayim shebistoichoy, so memele, so according to Rab Shimon, there's no shayla, as vishel, he's not cooking, because there's a lot of water, they'll never get hot. And al mitzarev, he's ain't a miskaven to be mitzarev. Kedashka mepeik omer lema mamune, she'ain mevashel u'mitzarev. We see that it's possible that it's not cooking, and there's a din of mitzarev, and mitzarev. We mentioned the Gemara says in Yume, the Gemara says that when they wanted to heat up the mikveh, yayma kippurim, so they took ashoshi yayishel barzel, and they threw it into the mikveh. So the Gemara asks the Kasha, he's Mitzarev. That's the Gemara's Kasha, he's Mitzarev. So even though he's not Mevashel, but he's Mitzarev. She'ein Mevashel u'Mitzarev. The Koma Rav Yehuda mevi in Ashoshi Yishel Barzel, u'matilin l'soich ha-mayim, she'tofik tzinosa. V'im hoye Mevashel, hoye osa. V'afil hochi porich, v'aloi Mitzarev. Be'etzim, the pilpul of Tosfos, oydev lo yevesh, I didn't understand the pilpul Tosfos is saying it for Chiddush, even though it's not Mevashel, it's Mitzarev. What the Chiddush is very difficult to understand. So later, I found Ramesh in the Oris asks if he doesn't understand what the Havamina of Tosfos was. Why is one, what does one thing of a Shaychus with the other? It's punkverkehrt. The Meloch of Mitzarev is, you have something cold, that you're cooling off a hot thing, so that's the malach of mitzarev. So why should it be totally in the din bishul? The din bishul is the heper, that you're warming a cold thing. Al koponim, Tosfos says that one is not dependent on the other. So Tosfos, vavel gavda, Abaye, sova. So this is how Abaye learned pshat in our Mishnah. Abaye learned pshat in our Mishnah that one is only permitted to pour cold water in a mechem, if there's already hot water in the mechem, so then there won't be any mitzarev. But if it's an empty mechem and it's hot, then it will be also according to Rabbi Yehuda, because he's mitzarev. Even though Abaye holds like Rabbi Shimon, the Omar Lael kol mili demar ovid kirav lebar mehani plas the ovid kishmu. Even though Abaye said that Rabbe did everything like Rav, Mevar Mehani Plas Ovid Kishmul. And what is the three things that Rabbe did like Shmul? V'chad minayu halochi k'Rav Shimon begreire, that Rabbe paskin like Rav Shimon. But a dovah shenim is kavan is mutter. Und mit Stomme, so if Rabbe Paske da do, wo scheine im Miskaven is Mutter, mit Stomme Abaye, ke Rabbe Rabbe is Virelei. Mit Stomme Abaye also holds like Rabbe, that the Halloche is like Rav Shimon. Mikol Moke, Muki Mas Nisen ke Rabbe Yehude, aber Pike, even though Abaye holds la Halloche, da do, wo scheine im Miskaven is Mutter, so therefore Halloche, it would be permitted to pour cold water into a hot mechem, even though he'll be mitzarev the mechem since it's ain't a miskaven. But al pikein, the Mishni says it's like Rabbi Yehuda that it is also mishum dekoshele midi mechem shepina mimenu mayim ktoni. That was a diik in the Mishnah. The Mishnah does not say he took out the water. The Mishnah, the Abaye's diik was that the water is still in the mechem. The Rav Ada loy chayish lekushis Abaye. Rav Ada is not chayish for this diik of Abaye. Umuki lo kehilchas kerab Shimon. So he's that designed the Mishnah that there is no hot water in the Meichim and you are mitzarev. Vavol piken it's mutter because Adav Hashem miskaven is mutter. Legasina lelom Rav Ada b'masno marav. The Rav sovek Rav Yehuda begreire. That means Rav Ada b'master that signed the Mishnah according to Rav Shimon. But Rav would never that signed the Mishnah according to Rav Shimon if he also lochik Rav Yehuda. Why the bad Yimuki b'somach masis and Rav Yehuda? Period. Okay, that's the technicalities how does that sign the Mishnah. Now Tosfos is going into Pshat. According, so we have here a halacha. We have here a halacha that you have a hot mechon and by putting cold water in, you'll be mitzarev. But you're not mechaven to be mitzarev. So we have a din according to Rav Shimon it is mutter, according to Rav Yehuda it is also. Betzarech loymer, so Tosfos says, but I have a psikreisha. We have to say that it's not a psikreisha, that it will be mitzarev. That means you could have a hot keli, and you can pour in cold water, and it still could be that it won't be mitzarev. Sheyach aliyah shelo yitzarev. The psikreisha, by the Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon is made by a psikreisha. Period. V'hod porich, the Gemara asks the kasha, v'haloi mitzarev. The Gemara asks if he's mitzarev. So if it's not a psikreisha, what's pshat in the Gemara's kasha? Hochi koma, v'loi shemo mitzarev. The Gemara says, maybe it'll be mitzarev. But it's not vade that it'll be mitzarev. Before we say Tosfos further, I'd like to tell, well, Tosfos is going on a Gemara in Yumet. So I'd like to say over the Gemara in Yumet. In Yuma, the Gemara is daf lamed dalet amud beis. Tanya Omar Rav Yehuda, Ashoshiyoi shel Barzel hoyu mechamim me'erev Yom Kippurim. They used to warm up pieces of iron erev Yom Kippur. Umatilin l'soich tzoinam kedei shetofik tzinosa. They used to put it in the mikveh Yom Kippur. It shouldn't be so cold. So the Gemara asks, v'haloi mitarev. He's mitzarev the iron. So Abaye says, Dover, and this is a memre of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, they threw in Ashoshiyah. So Abaye says, Dover she'enei miskaven mutter. Since he's not mechaven to be mitzarev, it is mutter. And he's saying this according to Rabbi Yehuda. Fregt die Gemara, emi yomar Abaye hochi. Does Abaye hold, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that a dove shein miskaven is mutter? Vosanya, we learned a Baraisa. The Baraisa says as follows. Bistar olosoi. It says, yimel es psar olosoi. So the word bosor is Ibrik. Afilu bimokim sheyesham baheres. Even though there's a nega in the mokim of the hasoresa olo. And by making the mila, you are koitzitz the beheretz. Yikoitz. You're permitted to do it. Divrei Rabbi Yashi. V'havinan bo. So we as the kasha, so the pasuk is telling us you're permitted to be koitzitz the beheretz. V'havinan bo kro lomoli. So we as the kasha, why do you need a pasuk? It's poshet, it's einim is kavon. He doesn't have kavone to be metayim. So it's called, the kavone is mila, and it's ainim miskaven to be metayer the nega. So why do you need a posik? For Omar Rabbi, le Rabbi Yehuda. This b'rais is going according to Rabbi Yehuda. The Omar Rabbi Yehuda holds dover she'ain miskaven also. Rabbi Yehuda holds dover she'ain miskaven is also. So memele, so according to Rav Yehuda, I would think you're not allowed to make the mila because you're metayer the nega. So that is, it's a special posik that you're permitted to cut off the nega. So what's the Gemara's kasha? So the Gemara's asking, you Abaye, how could you say? We're going according to Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda says you throw an ashoshiyos in the mikveh. So we ask the kasha, it's a mitzarev, so you Abaye said it's a dover shayde miskapet. So the Gemara says, you Abaye of all people, how could you say according to Rav Yehuda, dover shayde miskapet is mutter? You said this baraisa that says that it's permitted to be koitzis averis, this is going according to Rav Yehuda, because Rav Yehuda dover shayde miskapet is also, that's neither possible to be matter. So the Gemara answers as follows. So Rashi's deal says, Hani mili b'cholatayr, b'isure d'yayraise. By an isur d'yayraise, that's how Rashi learns pshat, kigoyin koitetz peheres. So an isur d'yayraise, adobo sheni miskaven, is also. Avol hoche, tziruf d'rabonon. Here, tziruf is a d'rabonon, so by a d'rabonon, so Rashi found a Gemara in Yuma. Rashi has a Gemara in Yuma that Rav Yehuda that says that Dovo Sheni Miskaven is also that is only also by an Isser D'Yarais. By an Isser D'Rabonon or Dovo Sheni Miskaven is Mutter. Now, there is a Girsa in the Gemara which Rashi very nicely was Moichik. The Gemara says, Ein Shvus B'Migdosh. So that doesn't stim with Rashi's dictator. Rashi is saying that by Isser the Rabbonon, Dovosheni Miskaven is Mutter. So Rashi says, Yemoich, that ain't Shvus B'Migdosh, Dovosheni Miskaven by an Isser the Rabbonon is Mutter. Now, Tziruf, so we have one more Hanoche, Tziruf is an Isser the Rabbonon. Tziruf is an Isser the Rabbonon. So we also have to understand why is Tziruf an Isser the Rabbonon, and Toises Poshet from A. Rashi would have us always give us in Tziruf as an Isser D'Yaraisa. So Toises in Yuma takes care of this problem. Toises says as follows. Tziruf is also als Masakin Mone. So if you have a Keli that is a Mone already, and you have a Mechazik the Mone, so that's a Masakin Mone D'Yaraisa. The Gemara in Yuma is speaking about you have a piece of iron. So it's not a money to begin with. So even though you're making it stronger, that's a called a tikkun money because eventually you're going to melt it again. So Memela, that's only a tikkun money to Rabon. Bekitzer, we have a Gemara in Yuma that says, by a tikkun money to Rabonam, Rabbi Yehuda holds Dovosheni Miskaven is mutter. By a Yisrael D'Yaraise, Dovosheni Miskaven is poster. That's a Gemara in Yuma according to Rashi. Now, Tosfos brings down this Gemara. Ubeperik Omar lehem hamamune. Now we'll appreciate what Tosfos just says a bekitzer. Beperik Omar lehem hamamune. Goras Rashi hani mili diyeraise. That's Rashi's gilsa. By an iser diyeraise, then we hold that adovash enim is kaven is also. Va'avol hoche tziruf d'rabbonon. Here it's tziruf d'rabbonon. So tziruf d'rabbonon adovash enim is kaven is mutter. V'loi gersinon ein shvus b'mikdosh. Yidak gairus ein shvus b'mikdosh. U'meforish. And Rashi learns pshat. The davke b'dover shuhu min ha-teire islai rab yudu dover sheni miskaven osa. Avol b'tziru shuhu de rabonon loy. That's pshat in rab yudu. Umihu, belavohi koshe leperushoi, besides the problem of Enshvus b'migdosh, belavohi koshe leperushoi, the Rabbi Yehuda also begreire b'masnisen debeye. Rabbi Yehuda said one is not permitted to be goyrer kisei v'safsol, the perik yonte, this nan ve'eno nigreres, you can only schlep it ella al gabi kelim, if there's begodim, if there's a rug. Then you can schlep a kisei mita v'safsel. But if there's no rug, you cannot schlep it. The mashma v'al gabi kalkaloi. U'mekminen kerab Yehuda. The osor be'ein miskaben. So even though he's not mechaven to make a charitz, it is osor. Afal gav de begreire leke yisure d'yereisa afilu b'miskaben. Greire, there's no isur d'yereisa afilu b'miskaben. Ke de mashma b'saif pilkim. Da v'choyresh ke la'achar yad. because if you're goyre rabbeinkel and you're making a charit, so that's not derech harisha. So it's only osami darabonim, and it's einay miskaven, and the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's also. Perhaps if we can stop for 1 minute to try maybe to ve'emfer Tosfos Kasha and Rashi. First of all, we have to understand the lumpness in Rashi. Rashi, Rabbi Yehuda holds Adon v'sheni miskaven is also. So what is pshat? I feel that without kavone, I did it. It's also. I didn't have an intent to do it, so what? But I made a cheritz, I was mitzaref, it's also. So Rashi says, v'achtav kevainisar d'iraise, vainisar d'rabonon, it's mutter. L'chayre, I mean, what's the chilek tak in Tzvar? If Adon v'sheni miskaven is also, but d'rabonon it's also, so what's the kugel over here? Nisar d'rabonon, ain't miskaven, it's mutter. Perhaps we could say, we mentioned a few days ago, last week we mentioned the Chakire, is that Isser de Rabbonon called the Isser de Etzem, is it called I'm doing an Aveire, or an Isser de Rabbonon is not called an Aveire at all, because Be'etzem it's a Dover Hamutter. No, the Isser is, I'm not listening to the Rabbonon. You're being moired in what the Rabbonon said. Now, there's a moiridike mare mokim to this chakire. There's a nesivis in choyshe mishpot, which should be a melitioyshe for us all. The nesivis says, a person who is oiver an iser derabonon b'shoigeik does not have to do tshuva. There's no nidnot chet. He doesn't have to do tshuva. Gomish mit gomish. What's the longest of the nesivis? If I'm not mistaken, there's a meich says pshat the nesivis. An iser derayse, if a person eats chaylev. So he ate chaylev. He didn't know it was chaylev, but he still ate chaylev. A person will swallow poison, he didn't know it's poison, but that won't help the situation. You swallow poison, it's fa'falam. A person ate chaylev, he was even iser derayse. So mamele, he has to bring a kol. If a person eats bishulakum, so bishulakum is kosher, it's kosher food. It was a piece of meat that was cooked by a goite, and it's kosher meat with the best shrite. No, chazal asad it. So he didn't eat a dover or osur. It's kosher. Chazal can't make a kosher meat right. It's kosher. No, chazal said, don't eat it. So what's my aveire? My aveire is when I eat the meat, not I'm eating treifa meat. I'm not listening to the rabbon. The rabbon said, don't eat it, and I'm eating it. So the iser is, I'm moired b'divrei chazal. Look, the nesivis, what if I didn't know? So I didn't do anything wrong. So that's why the nesivis holds a shoygik and an iser derabonon, you don't have to do tshuva. So perhaps in the same vein, we can understand a dovo she'enei miskaven by an iser derabonon, a dovo she'enei miskaven by an iser derayse. That means, let's say, by mitzotei a mitzaref that is an iser derayse. Or koitzitz beheres at an iser derayse. Lamaisa there, I was koitzitz a beheres. I wasn't mitayel the neger. I didn't have an intent to do it, but I did it. So, could be this Rav Shimon holds, something that is done unintentionally, it's considered as if I didn't do it. It's the kilo nasa me'elov. That's Rav Shimon's svara. That's a very long vicious svara, but it's not so mucha. Rav Yehuda holds, hey, you did it. You didn't have an intent to do it. But you did it. So you're chayiv, you have to pay the consequences. So that could be, that's by an iser d'araisa. That I did a, there is a ma'isa aveira involved, and I did the ma'isa aveira. I was mitzaref, I was chayresh, what am I the chayresha d'araisa? I was koitzitz to the beheres. So Rabbi Yehuda holds. So even though you did it unintentionally, that's not called shoykik. You did this, and you were aware that this could be done also. This could come out from your pool. So davar sheni miskaven, even though you want mechaven to do it. You are Ivan Aveira. That's by Nisr de Reise. By Nisr de Rabbonon, let's speak about Mitzaref de Rabbonon, the Gemara in Yuma. Mitzaref de Rabbonon, that's not called Mitzaref. It's not called, there's no Tikkun Mone, as Taisa says in Yuma. It's not a Mone, there's no Tikkun Mone. So what did I do wrong? I wasn't Mitzaken a Mone. The Rabbonon said, don't be Mitzaref and Ashoshis also. There's no Tikkun Mone over here. The Rabbonah said, don't be mitzarev on our shoshes. So my mail is so good, so what's pshat? I didn't listen to the Rabbonah. So there it could be, it has to be a mechaven. That means, if I didn't have an intent, I didn't have an intent to do it, so you called I was meirid? If the mice is a mice asura, I did it, fartik, I wasn't mitzarev. But if the Maisa is not a Maisa Asura, no, Pshat is, I'm not listening to them. Chas v'shalom. I had no intentions of not listening to them. Could be that is the Svara of Rashi. Maybe. Now let us go a step further. In Kainam Anachnu, so perhaps we could differentiate between Mitzarif the Rabbonon and Achayrish Kala Achayah. Mitzarif the Rabbonon means there's no tikkun monet. That means nothing was misukin. A piece of metal got hard. Nothing happened. There's nothing happened at all. So there the whole Aveira is not listening to the Rabbonon. So Adobo Shaini Miskavin, you can't say I didn't listen to the Rabbonon. It was unintentionally. Mashen came chayrish kalach yad. Something did happen. There was a charisha there. There was a charisha. No, it was done shaloi kedera. There it could be an issa the rabbonon is pshat at the rabbonon said pakel. But since there was a charisha, it's called you did an aveira the rabbonon. Mi the rabbonon a charisha kalach yad is a maisa charisha. Could be there it's considered a maisa aveira. There was a charisha. No, in a teiri and a tchai, because it doesn't have the tnoim of chiyuv. It was kalacha yah. So there, with the rabbonon, it's considered a ma'is aveira. With the rabbonon, it's considered a ma'is aveira. So ain't a miskaven is also. Mashenkin mitzarev is bechlan a ma'is aveira in ganzen. Because it is no keli. So there, the holy sir is not listening, being moired by divrei chazal. And Einim Miskaven is not called a Moirin. Could be that is Pshat and Rashi. Let's go a little further. Al Kaponim, Taisvus asks on Rashi. It's not true. You see, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Afilu, Issa the Rabbon is also also by Einim Miskaven. Va'oi tishmaite the Hosam Kosh. The whole Gemara is very schwer over there. The Mishani Abaye, Afilu, Taimik Shigil, Tziruf. Afilu, you say that there is Tziruf. Dovo shein miskaven mutter, but since he's not miskaven, it's mutter. O porich, mi yom arabaya hochi, did Abaye say that a dovo shein miskaven is mutter? Oh, sanye, so the Gemara asked the kasha with the whole dreidel. He learned that Abaye say, ye meul besar olos, I feel a bemokim beheres yikot, divrei rabbi shir. That the posit says, you're permitted to be koitzitz a beheres. Vavinam, but only yes, on this baraisik, rolomoli. Why do you need a posik? It's ain't a miskavin. Vomar abayle nitzra la rabbi yudu doma dovish ain't a miskavin also. So it would seem the only way the Gemara could prove that Rabbi Yehuda's Dovash Ein Miskaven Osir is because Abaye said a teret on the Kasha with yes on Rav Oishir. So asking a kasha, Abaye, you said Rabbi Yehuda Old Zovah Shein Miskaven is also. So how can you say that Rabbi Yehuda Old Zovah Shein Miskaven is mutter? Vahash the fractosis. What's that me gain azoi? A mailoi maise he de beye, the Mishnah shleime, the osa Rabbi Yehuda Zovah Shein Miskaven. The Mishnah says one is not permitted to be goyrer, mita kise besafsal, elo al gabi begodim, only on rugs. Not allowed to be permitted to be goyrer it. And so the novel in the Mishnah of Yudol's Dovash and Miskaven is also. Elmaisi milse dabai. When the Gemara wants to prove that Rabbi Yehuda holds Dovash and Miskaven is also, the Gemara brings milse dabai. And bring it off in the Mishnah. So my little kekashe. For oid, moichik, a seifer. Rashi makes some white, is moichik a thing that says in the Gemara. The Goras, the Gemara says it's mutter vein shvuz b'migdosh, and Rashi is moichita. Because according to Rashi, the reason it is mutter is because Adov v'sheinim is kavim v'yisod ha-rabonon is mutter. So Taisus does not like Rashi's pshat. Lekach nire leforish. Hosom Abaye Omar afilu dovo she'enei miskaven mutter. Now what Abaye said, dovo she'enei miskaven is mutter. Perish. What does mutter mean? Mutter v'l Rabbi Yehuda. It's mutter min ha-toire. V'lo yosa lei Rabbi Yehuda dovo she'enei miskaven elo mida rabon. Abaye said, the teretz is, when it was a Gemara Estakasha, according to Rabbi Yehuda, how are you allowed to throw an ashoshes in the mikveh? So the teretz was, you know what, it's only osa mida rabonon ve'ein shvus b'mikdash. That's the teretz of Abaye. It's only osa mida rabonon ve'ein shvus b'mikdash. Now why is it osa mida rabonon? So Abaye said, because adov v'sheinim iskaven is osa, according to Rabbi Yehuda, mida rabonon.
That's what Abai said. Mutter means it's mutter min atayin. It's only osa min rabbon. That was what Abai said.
So the Gemara asked, mutter rab yudav lo yosel ay rab yudav dovish ani miskaven elo min rabbon. Uporich, like the Gemara, you Abai are saying that the dovish ani miskaven is only osa min rabbon. Uporich mi yimayl besaro lo osoy. The Mukhi Abaye, the Itzlich Lab Yehuda Kro, that Rab Yehuda needs the Pasuk to tell me you're permitted to make a meal even though you're Kaitzis the Beheres. In Kain Shema Mino Da Osa Rab Yehuda Einu Miskava Mina Teire. That means now all the kashas of Emphat, Taisus says bring a raya from the Mishnah in Beye that you're not allowed to be Goyre Odom Kisei Bitzavstol. That Mishnah doesn't mean anything. That Mishnah means it's also Mina Rabbonah. Abaye just said it's not awesome in the Torah, and it's only awesome in the Rabbanon and ain't Shavuz b'Migdash. So therefore, the Gemara to prove, no, you Abaye said according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's awesome in the Torah. Umeshani v'hochi garsinon. So that now this is a psanup shat in the Gemara. Hani mili b'chol ha-Torah kula. Perish b'chol ha-Torah kula chutz mi Shabbos awesome in the Torah. Every davar sheni miskaven is also min ha-Torah. Avol tziruf, the gabi Shabbos, loy also ein miskaven ala min ha-Rabbonon. But tziruf, even though it's also malacha d'iraisa, so ein miskaven is only also min ha-Rabbonon. Why? The kiven, the ein miskaven, loy havi meleches machsheves, v'shori, the ain't shvus b'mikdosh. So Taisvis comes up now with a new yesod. The Dovah Sha'ina Miskaven, according to Rabbi Yehuda, which is also b'chol ha-Torah kula, in Meleche Shabbos it's only also mid Rabbonon, because by Meleche Shabbos is a new din of Meleches Machshevis. Meleches Machshevis means you have to want to do what you are doing. And if you don't want to do what you are doing, it's Memele, so it's only also mid Rabbonon. That's Avoyra Diki Yisod, that Tosfos holds. We Rashi on Chat and the Gemara Fakir, it seems not that way. There's no such Yisod. Al Koponim, that's how Tosfos learns Pshat and the Gemara. The Kivin and Miskav HaMelech is Machshevish, Beshori, then Shvuz Bemitvish. Vahash the Yosef Shapa, Hocho, Vesugi Yedda Hosom. So Memele, so now let us go. So we hear Astire. Our Gemara said, according to Abaye, Mitzarev is also according to Rabbi Yehuda. If a person pour, we have an Abaye over here that said, according to Rabbi Yehuda, if a person will pour cold water in a hot mechem, it is also because it's a davar she'einem miskaven. That's our Gemara. The Gemara in Yuma says that an einem miskaven to be Mitzarev is mutter according to Rabbi Yehuda. So we have Betzem Astire to Abayis. Abayis said, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Anayne Miskaven Liyas Mitzaret is Mutter, and our Gemara says it's also. So Taisha says, but now it's very good. The Gemara says it's Mutter means Mutter min Atayre, but mid Rabbonon it's Sake also. Now there it ain't Shavuos B'Migdosh. Our Gemara that says, according to Rabbi Yehuda, one is not permitted to be Mitzaret, one is not permitted to pour hot water. One is not permitted to pour hot water in a mechem. That is because it's also mid rabbanon. That's how Taisus learns pshat. Now the next half of Taisus is to be miyashiv according to this yisod that every dovo sheinim miskaven felt the meleches machshevis is only also mid rabbanon. So the next half of Taisvis is only to be Miyashiv, Eisugye, and Krisos, Vesvais Tais Nitazai. That's the whole pilpul of Taisvis. So it's Kedai Nachsachmir to go further, to learn the Gemara further. So the Gemara says further as follows. Omara loishonu elo lahavsha. 5 lines from the bottom. Omara, loishonu elo lahavsha. Avo letzareif, also. Now, we heard in the Mishnah, one is permitted to pour cold water into a hot mechem, lahavsha, to warm up the water. So Rav says, loishonu elo lahavsha, avo letzareif, also. So what does this mean?
So let us see what Rashi says. So Rashi says, Aval litzare shepinohu mimenu hachamim. Now let me give you one yesod and we'll understand Shitas Rashi. Shitas Rashi is as follows. If there is hot water in the mechem, that means you have a mechem that can hold a gallon of water. And there's a quarter of a gallon in the mechem of hot water. I'm gonna pour in 3/4 of a gallon. So the 3/4 won't get cooked because it outnumbers the hot water. It won't get cooked. And since there is already hot water in the mechem, there won't be any tzilut. There will not be any tzilut whatsoever. That's if there's hot water. Number one. Number two, if there's no water in the mechem, and I pour in cold water, so Shitas Rashi is that if I fill it up till the top with cold water, I'll be mitzaras. If I won't fill it up to the top with cold water, there also won't be tzilus. So according to Rashi, in order that there should be tzilus, you need 2 tnoim. The hot keli was empty, and I fill it up to the top. That is Shitas Rashi. Now let's learn the Gemara, according to Rashi. So, Omara, lo yishonu elo lahavshil. It is only permitted to fill up the keli if there's hot water there already. So what are you doing? You're only making warm the cold water. You're not being mitzar of the keli. Avolitzarev. So Rashi says, Avolitzarev. Shepino mimeno achamim. There's no hot water whatsoever in the keli. So then by filling it up to the top, you are mitzarev. So it is awesome. So then it is awesome. So what is pshat in Rav? So let us learn. So what is pshat in Rav? Rav paskins l'alocha like Rabbi Yehuda. That a dover sheni miskaven is also. So Rav is saying, so you're only permitted to pour hot water in tamechem if there's hot water there already, so there won't be any tziluf. So then you'll have to fill it up to the top. But if it's empty and you fill it up to the top, it'll be also according to Rabbi Yehuda because dover sheni miskaven is also. That's what Rav said. Ushmul omar, afilu letzaret nami muta. So it would be very good. Shmuel paskins like Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon holds dover sheni miskaven is muta. Shmuel omar afilu letzaret nami muta. Frag the Gemara, but the loshen letzaret is shver. Letzaret it would seem that afilu yes kavona letzaret. Afilu letzaret nami muta. So the Gemara is letzaret lechatchila mishori. Can one pour cold water into a mechem with an intent to be mitzarev the mechem? He's miskaven. If he's miskaven, then he's mitzarev at sich also. So the Gemara says, Eloi itma ochi itma. This machloikis, Rav and Shmuel, is a machloikis, not the way we said before, loi shonu elo shir lahavshe. We're speaking about an empty mechem. So Rav said, Lo yishonu elo shir lahavshe. It is only us if he filled it up halfway. Because he fills up the empty mechem the whole way. Avol shir letzarif is also. If he fills up the mechem completely, it will be also. Alles, it's a dover sheni miskaven. Shmuel omer, afilo shir letzarif muter. And Shmuel omer, afilo shir letzarif is muter. Because Shmuel omer, a dover sheni miskaven is muter. And let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, "Hachid meloi shanu de pino shori losses l'soichen soinon eloshia lahavshe." He put in only enough that's mafshe the mayim. Veloi letzad tigoin shalei milu kuli. He did not fill up the mechem completely. V'rav mash meloi pino kiravad v'shepine mimenu chamim. There was no hot water in it, so the Mishnah is only mutter if he filled it up halfway. But if he filled it up completely, that it's roi letzarev, it's awesome because dover sheni miskaven is awesome. And Shmuel says, afilu shir letzarev is mutter, afilu shir letzarev, shemilei kulei mutter, she'ein miskaven lekach, it's mutter because he is not mechaven. This Tosfos, I think, it's also not kedai to learn now because this is only, it's a machlokes pshat in the Gemara, but let's go further into this sugya. So now we have a muyim dike sugya over here. Al kaponim, all we have to know now is this memra of Shmuel. Shmuel said that one is permitted to fill up a mechem an empty mechum completely with water, even though he'll be mitzarif it, but since he's not miskaven to be mitzarif, it is muta, davo she'ein miskaven muta.
Fragt die Gemara, le memre, the Shmuel ke Rab Shimon sphirele.
Shmuel holds like Rab Shimon.
Omar Shmuel, Shmuel himself said, mechabim gachele shel matris b'rshus harabim. Shmuel said such a lot. If a person is walking in the Rishus HaRabim and he sees a gachele shel matris, he sees a hot piece of iron that is burning, so he's permitted in Shabbos to extinguish it. Bishvil shelo yazuku bo rabim. So he's permitted to do this. What is the heter? So we'll see in Rashi, a gachele shel matris is no isa kibui min ha-toyre, because it won't become a coal. The isa of mechab is dafke to create coals. If you extinguish a hot gacheles of matris, it won't become a coal. So memeil is l'sosami d'rabonam. So l'tzoyre hezik ha-rabim, it is permitted to do an isa d'rabonam. Mechabim gachele shel matris b'shus ha-rabim b'shvil shelo yuzuku bo rabim. Avoloi gacheles shel eitz. A gacheles shel eitz. So if you're going to extinguish the gacheles, you're going to make a coal. So that is already a melacha d'iraisa. So a melacha d'iraisa is not permitted by makim hezek rabim. So memela, that is all what Shmuel said. So what did Shmuel say? Shmuel said, you're not permitted to be mechaba gechela shalei. So the Gemara is, v'sal kedai tachsov lo kerab Shimon, if Shmuel holds, like Rab Shimon, afilu shel eitz namis, he should be permitted to be mechaba agachela shalei. Now this Gemara is shreklach. The Gemara's kasha is pilei ploim. And Taisus is going to ask the kasha. What is pilei ploim? There are two members of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said, Dov Hashayne Miskaven is also. Rabbi Yehuda says, Meloche Shein Tzricha Legufo is also min ha-Torah. These are two members. Now, these are two separate halachas. Now, let us speak about each halacha bazunda. Adov Hashayne Miskaven means, let's forget about Meloche Shabbos. Adov Hashayne Miskaven, I'm koitzitz, I make a meal, not mechavim to be koitzis to beheres. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, this is not Shabbos. So it's also, even though it wasn't mechavim, you wanted to make a meal, but you were koitzis to beheres, Adov v'sheinim miskaven is also. That's one member of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon does not hold, according to Rabbi Yehuda, he holds Adov v'sheinim miskaven is mutter. If you don't even intend to do something, we consider like it was done by itself. So that's Adov v'sheinim miskaven. If a person makes a hole, but the purpose of the hole is not because he wants the hole, he needs the dirt. Well, let's go by kibui. A person is making coals, but the purpose, he's making the coals not because he wants the coals, he wants that the fire should be extinguished. This is not a double shayni miskaven. He wants to extinguish the fire. It's not two things. A person is goyrer a safsel and he's making a chariz. So he's doing one thing, he's moving a safsel, he's making a chariz. These are two separate things. So he doesn't have an intent to do the second thing, so he didn't do it. I'm innocent. It happened from zichalei. That's a dover sheni miskav. A melacha shein tzricha legufa, I want to extinguish the coal, but I don't have the, I'm not doing it for the purpose that wasn't the mishkan. Good. So that's a machlokes tanoim. Rabbi Yehuda holds you don't need the purpose of the Mishkan. Rabbi Shimon says you do need the purpose of the Mishkan. So the Gemara is asking Gekasha, how could you say that Shmuel holds like Rabbi Shimon, that Adov Hashayne Miskaven is Muta, Shmuel holds like Rabbi Yehuda, that Amalach Hashayne Tzrich Leguv is awesome? That's the Gemara's Kasha. It's Pilei Ploy. So the same for the Gemara. So the Gemara answers this. The Gemara answers, "V'sal kedai tachsov lo kerab Shimon, afilu shalaitz nami." So the Gemara says, "V'dov v'sheni miskaven, sov lo kerab Shimon, v'lo chesen tzrich leguf, v'sov lo kerab Yehuda." That's what the Gemara answers, but that doesn't take away the pella from the Gemara. What did the Gemara ask? It's a kasha in a teretz. The kasha finds a mishdan. And Taisvus, we'll see in Taisvus, Taisvus mutzitzach very stark. What pshat in the Gemara's kasha? Let's just go a little further. Then let us try maybe a little to understand the Gemara, not only with the Taisus. Taisus has a whole mahalach over here. So finish, some else not kasha. The Rosh Hashem is covering the holes like Shimon, and Melech Shetzi, he'll go be holes like Abidah. Omer Rabine, Hilkach, Koitz Bershus HaRabim, therefore, a Koitz Bershus HaRabim, Moilichoi Poches Poches Midal Adamas. If you find a Koitz in the Rishus HaRabim, and the Goyin explains, we're speaking Bizmanehem, that they used to walk barefoot, so a Koitz Bershus HaRabim is a Mokim of a Hezek HaRabim. So you're metaltalit, poches, poches, midal adamis. You carry three yamas, you make a hanoche, you carry another three yamas. That's also midarabon. But b'mokim is eke derabim, you're permitted to do this. Ubekalmalis, afilutube. A kalmalis, so the whole tiltalis of the rabonon, so then it's mutar legamri. Before we go further into the sugya, I'd like to say over this Amoyredike, Abayna Chananel here, and the Rajba. Let me just tell over what there's a Kashe and Shmuel, and a Teretz of the Rabbeinu Chananel, which is Moyredik Negei Olamayse. Al Kaponim, we have here a Gemara, the Gemara says that Shmuel holds Dovo. Meloche shein tzricha legufe is also min ha-toyre. That we know clearly. Meloche shein tzricha legufe is also min ha-toyre. Therefore, one is not permitted to be mechaba gechela shaleitz, because it's a meloche that's also min ha-toyre. There's a member of Shmuel. Shmuel holds that one is permitted, that's potter in mutter, tzedes nochash. If a nochash is chasing someone, so he's permitted to trap him. So the Rishayim ask a kasha, the Gemara says later, this is totally the machlokes Rabbi Yehud and Rabbi Shimon. According to Rabbi Shimon, Meloche Shein Tzricha Legufe is Mutar Min HaTorah, so it's only Yosem Mida Rabbono, it's allowed to trap the Nochash. According to Rabbi Yehud, Meloche Shein Tzricha Legufe is Yosem Min HaTorah, you're not allowed to trap the Nochash. Shmuel, of all people, who holds like Rabbi Yehud, holds that Seidas Nochash is Mutar, Potter HaMutar. He disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda. He holds that it is mutter. So the Rishayim ask, how can he hold that it's mutter? So the Rishayim say, I'm Uyim the Keteretz. They say as follows. If you have a nochosh that is chasing you, you should know one thing. He doesn't have only you and dinner. He'll bite you. He's not a bee. But after he gives you a bite, he'll die. It's not only you involved. He'll bite you. He can bite 10 other people also. He's not a poisonous snake, but he could be mazik. A nochosh is a potential hezeka derabim. That means this nochosh, if we won't lock him up now, not talking about killing him, if we won't lock him up now, he might be mazik 10 people, 20 people. So the Rabbeinu Chananel says, a hezeka derabim is equivalent to pikuach nefesh. You're permitted to do a melacha d'iraisa. That's what Shmuel does. Fine. No, so if that's the yisod, so let's go back. No, so let's chat over here. A gechela shaleitz, Shmuel said that you're not permitted to be mechabit. I as eke derabit. So the Bein Chananel here says, Amuyim de kipshat. No, you're learning wrong pshat. A gechela shal matris is also nisakibu min ha-toyre. The gechela shel matches, it could be red hot and it looks black. And a person will pass by and they'll think it's a black piece of stone and they'll step over it. Rahman and Islam. So you can have 20 people burn themselves on this hot piece of metal because metal can be hot and you can't tell that it's hot. So therefore you're permitted to be mechabe a metal, even though it's a nisal derais, it's a zeke derab. But a gechela shaleitz mamonavshech. If you see it glowing, so no one will put his foot on top of it. He sees it's glowing, so no one will get kinesic. If it got black already, it's not hot side of sun. So there's no hezek. A noob shot in this whole shmul. We see a kavan of shmul as melacha shen tzricha legufa is chayiv because he's not matter a gechela shaleitz.
Al kolponim, that's how the Rabbeinu Hananu learned pshat alibe de Shmuel. So we have here amuyim de kechidish. We have here a chidish that, according to Rabbi Goyim, Rabbeinu Hananu, hezek de rabim is equivalent to pikuach nefoshes, and then the pikuach nefoshes are permitted to do a malach de araisa. So there's a meiridike ha'ore for Rav Shleime Zalman Eurbach that the Shmira Shabbos Kol Chosla brings down. And this Rabbeinu Hananu, he asks a meiridike kasha, what's the pikuach nefoshes over here? You have here a gachela shal matris, which people cannot tell that it's hot, and the mele, if he won't extinguish it, he can have 20 people burn their feet. She permitted to be mechalo Shabbos. Like Rav Shleime Zalman, what's the matter that Isa Daraisa to extinguish it? Stand there. Someone's walking by, tell them good Shabbos, but be careful, there's a hot gachelas over there. Stand there. What's so involved? A half an hour to stand there. 3/4 of an hour. To be matzo, even from Hezek the Rab, which is equivalent to Pekoch Nefosh, it's Zichek Kedai, 3/4 of an hour to stand there, so you won't go to Babam and whatever he's doing over here. So Zeke the Rab, so stand there, and you want me Latishi Mechalo Shabbat.
From the Gemara we see, he's not Mechuyiv to stand there, and since he's not Mechuyiv to stand there, it has Alocha of Pekoch Nefosh, and he is permitted to be mechalo Shabbos. The same halacha of Shleim and Zalma Elbach says, if a person sees a live wire, since he's not mechuyif to stand there to warn the people not to touch it, he's allowed to call up the electric company.
And he goes into the shtot, and he goes over to the Chaver Kedisha, and he tells the Chaver Kedisha, Rabbi said, he's a meis mitzvah, gates him out, mitzvah gedolah. So they tell him, wonderful, but we want to get paid for our services. Give us $1,000 check, we'll gladly do it. $1,000 check? He should lay out $1,000. He's not interested in laying out $1,000. Is Lamais of us to Tzachdom at the Mace? So the Ritva, somebody Lana will have to give $1,000. Lamais, there's no Chevr Kaddish around, because without $1,000, they're on strike. So I go back and I make over the Mace. That's cool, the Mace Mitzvah. So the etzim, the zelbe yisod, what the circumstances are dependent on my chiyuvim. Just like an argument, if I'm not mechuyiv to stand there, so a hat kecheles is pikuach nefoshes. So I'm very mechuyiv to extinguish it. The same thing, if I'm not mechuyiv to pay for the chevre kedisha, so he's a meis mitzvah. So I'm mechuyiv to be metamet to the meis mitzvah. That is, okay, that's not a good yidiyah, meiribike rabbi mechananu, and that's a yidiyah in our Gemara. Now, but let's go back to the, let's see Rashi. So Rashi says as follows. Gachela shal matrit, shemashlichin lechutz psoile shal bazel. Someone threw out a psoile shal bazel. Leishayich kibui bohochi midaraisis. Pas pachlanish kan kibui. Poshit is because it won't become a cold. Midarabona nasuret. It's only us in the Rabbana. They can iska the Rabbim, they go to Allah Shvut. They were not going to. Ah, voloi shalait. Yesura di araisi. Vachayev skila. So, Mamela, you're not permitted to do an isur di araisi for Zeke the Rab. Afilo shalait nami. Vala Rab Shimin, meloche she'ena tzriche legufe, potter alem. Vala Rab Shimin, meloche she'ena tzriche legufe, potter alem. Vachol kibui. שאיני, בכל כיבוי, איני צריך לגופוי, חוץ מאיסה פחומים, אוי מהווה פסילה. He says, if he holds, I was going to ask Kasha, if he holds like Rab Shimon, so Rab Shimon holds Moloch Hashem צריך לגוף as Mutter. Period. Okay, we don't, so Rashi doesn't explain anything, and Rashi understood the Gemara's Kasha. Let's just finish the Rashi. Hilkach, given the Amrit, Legozru, Shvus, the kibui matris v'mokim niske d'rabim is kaitz b'shus harab melich et poches mit ala damis ad shi salkenu l'tzide v'shus harab nisur d'rabonenu v'kalmos the tiltul t'idei d'rabon agavuch, before we go pshat in the Gemara, let me just tell you another very interesting machloikis. We have here a Gemara that says b'mokim hezek d'rabim, one is permitted to do a nisur d'rabon. That's what we have over here. One is permitted to be metalful in the Carmelis, to be mechaba matris, to be metalful poches poches with aldamis.
The Mokim Hezek the Rabbim, one is permitted to do it. The Ma'iris Gemari Tzeichens Ribinza Machloikis, the Tashbats and the Rashba, if B'mokim Hezeket the Yochid, are you permitted to do an Isser the Rabbona? There's a Ma'iridike, the Rashba says Klo. No, it was only B'mokim Hezeket the Rabbim, they were Matar Ashvus, but Hezeket the Yochid, they weren't Matar. That's what the Rashba says. The Tashbat says, Hamu'uyim dike Tashbats. The Tashbats, someone asked the Tashbats, he noticed on Shabbos the Minika Oilum was that they used to go and take, after the Neiris burnt out, they used to take them off the table, it used to be metal to them. Minika Oilum. So he asked the Tashbats, is there any heter for such a thing? It's Mukze, are you allowed to do it? So Tashbats is a whole Maroch of Heter, what's the Miyash of the Minika Oilum? And then, the last heter is our Gemara. He said, the Gemara says that it's permitted to do Nisa the Rabbona, but Mokim Hezek, Mokim Hefsek. He says, Vardavke Hezek the Rabbon, who didn't Hezek the Yochid. So he says, Pilekloy, he says, a ner, an extinguished ner, you know, that's fatty, that's oily, that's dirty, that's gonna fall on the begotten. You know what that means? Without, if you don't have a good stain removing, you don't have a cleaners, that's a Hefsek. So Mamela, the Mokim Hesek, the Mokim Hefset, you're permitted to go and be metalful than there. So he says, Teichon Tzu, this Gemara, the Gemara says, Zeiket the Rab, Hesek the Yochid, the Hefset the Yochid, will also apply this Halach. Yeah, but that's all some of the good Zachen. But let's try to understand the Gemara. What is Pshat in the Gemara? The Gemara was Medame. The Gemara was medame davar shef. If Shmuel holds that a davar she'enei miskaven, that a davar she'enei miskaven is mutter, so Shmuel should also hold that a malacha she'en tzricha legufa is mutter. That was the Gemara's kash, and the Gemara says no. There's a chakire. What is the lomdus of a davar she'enei miskaven according to Rabbi Yehuda? Why is it also? Before we have mentioned one svarik, that Rabbi Yehuda holds, since I did it, so what's going on? You're mechaven to do it, not mechaven to do it. I did it, yechayev. So the yesod is that Rabbi Yehuda holds, even though it was done without kavonah, you're also chayev. But there's another Mahalach in Rishonim, which we've mentioned before, that no, Rabbi Yehuda holds every Dovo She'enei Miskaven is Be'etzma Mechaven. Well, why is he Mechaven? That means, before he starts schlepping the bankel, you're asking, are you going to make a Charitz? So he says, could be. Do you realize you might make a Charitz? Yes, I realize I could make a Charitz. And you're still pulling the bankel? Yes, I'm going to pull the bankel. So Rav Shimon says, but he wasn't mechaven to do it, because he didn't know klo that it would happen, and it's not sure that it might happen. I'm doing a pu'ula, which I am not mechaven to do what, even though it might occur, but there's a heter of davar she'enei miskaven. Rav Yehuda held that the kavone of doing, of schlepping, realizing that there's a possibility that there might be a charitz also, so here's a din kavone on a charitz. You're a mechavet. Don't tell me you're not a mechavet. That's called a mechavet. The Rishonim, I have it zugezeichnet a loshen, I don't know if it's the loshen of Rabbeinu David, or the kavone al asiyah sapula mitzparev ki kavona al toitzoa sapula. That means, since I want to do this, I'm doing it. Forget that's a svar in Rishonim, the Rishonim say that by a heavy keli, I really don't want to schlep it, but I can't pick it up. A light keli, if I schlep it, that's considered, I want to schlep it. So a kavona on schlepping is considered ki ilu, he was mechaven on the pu'ula. That is the yesod of davar she'enei miskaven. That according to Rabbi Yehuda, it is mutter. And Rav Shimon holds that the kavona and the pula is not considered ki kavona al teitzor sapula. Now let us go on the machloikis of melacha she'ein atzricha legufe. That means a melacha she'ein atzricha legufe. That let's say I have a gachela shel eitz. I want to extinguish it, but I don't want the coals. But from extinguishing it, there'll be a coal. So could be the Gemara held. What is the svara of Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda says, even though I don't need the coal, I just need the extinguishing. So you also chay. So you could say chay because you don't need tzricha legufa. Or it could be the Gemara held. That's also called tzricha. That means the tzricha and the extinguishing. And since with the extinguishing there'll be a coal. So memele, that makes it, it's like the toitzah, the kol is also has a din of tzriche. Could be the Gemara held that it's all one line of thought, that the kavone and the greire is ke'ilu niskaven and the cheritz, that's the svar of Rabbi Yehuda, and the tzriche of the extinguishing is ke'ilu is a tzriche, if I want this, I need this, so this will come automatically with it. It's keilu this atzriche and the coal that gets created with the extinguishing. So the Gemara held it's tiridik because it's one svara. It's two halachis taka, but it's one svara. And the Gemara said no. Shmuel made a difference between Eina, that Shmuel's Ashtik Teir, it could be it is one Svare. That is the Svare of Rabbi Yehuda. As Rabbi Yehuda did not differentiate between the Halacha of Mechavin, it's just like it has a Din Mechavin, it has a Din Tzriche, and Shmuel did differentiate. Shmuel said, Legabi Tzriche, it is called tzriche, of gabi mechavin. It's not called mechavin. But al koponim could be that we can try to understand a little the dimyon of the Gemara. Let us see Taisus. Afilu shel eitz nami b'mtoimach umay salkedaitach the match. Now we'll see Taisus. What was the salkedaitach of the match? Vechim ishum de sovar shmul ke rab shimin ve'ein miskave izgir kibizbe kevaisei b'malocha shein tzricha legufe. Mayin shmit lo yitzarasi. V'yishloima. So Taisa says, the salka daitar de makshe, the vaday ho bo ho talye, and Taisa makes a meir de kedrei. Mishum de sovar rab Yehuda de malocha shein tzricha legufe chayev ala hecha de miskave. Taisa is going to say, dover shein miskaven is not a heter gomo. Now, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that a melacha shein tzricha leguf is chayev aleihecha de miskaven. So, be'ein miskaven, even though ein miskaven is also ad rabbonim kasal melachas machsheves, nam yechmiru chachamim. Because it's only one the rabbonim. Because as melacha shein tzricha leguf, and ein miskaven a melacha shein tzricha leguf, is only one the rabbonim. Avol Rabbi Shimon. De potar alei min ha-toire. Af b'miskaven, but according to Rav Shimon, that Rav Shimon patos min ha-toira, af b'miskaven, lechosh lesl mid rabbonan, shein miskaven, kibin the miskaven asmer leka al isture de rabbonan. So let us explain what Taisvus is saying. If a person, let's go to the case of a mechem. If a person is pouring cold water into a mechem, so he's a mitzarev, there's a potential, he's a mitzarev. Now, this mitzarev, it's a melocha shein tzricha legufe, he doesn't want the tzirev. He's ainim miskaven. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, that holds malacha shein tzricha legufe is also min ha-toire. So al tein tzricha legufe is also min ha-toire. Ainim miskaven felt malachas machsheves. It's also mid rabbon, aber mid rabbon and it's also. According to Rabbi Shimon, why is it mutter legamri? Because number one, malacha shein tzricha legufe is only also mid rabbon. And number two, ainim miskaven felt malachas machsheves. So you have here two the rabbonos. So to the Rabbonans, therefore it is mutter. So the Gemara held that what Shmuel paskins, that it is mutter to make a tziruf, ein miskaven, that is because you put two halachas together. It's a malacha shein tzricha legufe, number one. So a malacha shein tzricha legufe is also mit the Rabbonan. Ein miskaven makes it a second the Rabbonan. So to the Rabbonans, then it is mutter.
According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's only one the Rabbon and it's awesome. It's like the Gemara, but if Shmuel holds like Rabbi Yehuda, Imaloch is in Tzrich Legufe, so it comes out it's only one the Rabbon. If it's one the Rabbon, why was Shmuel Mekel, by an Einem is Kavanam, Imaloch is in Tzrich Legufe, it's only one the Rabbon.
And what does the Gemara answer? So the Gemara answers, no, Einem is Kavanam, Mutalagamri.
You don't, it doesn't work. According to Rabbi Shimon, Einem Miskav, this Mutal Lagamri doesn't work with that Tzilu.
So that's why, even though Shmuel holds Melochesh Ein Tzricha Legufe, even though Shmuel holds Melochesh Ein Tzricha Legufe is awesome in that Torah, if it's Einem Miskav, then it's Mutal Lagamri.